Priya or something. Not sure where, actually. Or some social media thing. But put it on Priya for now. I mean, one thing that should exist by now for us all is this. And if it doesn't, someone please make it. It's not that difficult. An app that runs on all known mobile devices, phones of all kinds, that you can easily turn on, hold up your phone, whatever, and film what's going on with video and sound in front of you, which is then streamed directly onto some website where people all over the world can watch that screen of yours. And me and a friend of mine who is an old television professional, we were actually working on something towards that back in the early 2000s. That, let's say there's an event going on, and I'm not just watching a very good movie, actually, from the, it's about the Chicago event in 1968, which of course is, as many, most other such events, kind of sinking into the fog of oblivion. But they shouldn't. And there you see US police shoot at young peace demonstrators. Yeah, it was a demonstration and there was violence from the police and big scandal, actually. So if you don't know about it, then just look it up, Chicago, 1978, I think that's enough. But there you had people with cameras, photographers, with the film in their camera, doing a heroic job of documenting this whole thing, what actually took place. But, you know, then those cameras are confiscated by the police, or the film ripped out. And, well, we find it today as well. In Israel, I heard, now in this Iran war, where the US and Israel declared war against and attacked Iran. What? And the world hardly even notices, the Western world there, that is. And the government, the police, the authorities in Israel has forbidden you from taking up your camera, your mobile, and recording what's going on, because there is an eve of destruction going on there. Bombardment of Iranian missiles. So, and well, recently we have seen some people, whatever they are called, they're not police, they're not military, they're, I don't know what, but with uniforms and helmets and weapons, out there on the streets of the US and A. And every once in a while they kill somebody. Generally an innocent young man or woman who just happens to be there. Maybe say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing, and get shot in the back. Dead. Now, people have cameras, and they film this, and they upload those videos to whatever platforms are available. But then if you do the wrong thing, more and more you will find that your videos will be banned and blocked, labeled as misinformation or whatever. This is only to be expected. But also, whatever, you know, if a crime is being conducted, if you are being attacked by a criminal or someone, you hold up that camera, your phone, click on your button, and it streams it to that website or whatever. And well, you may there on that site simply have a Google Earth kind of interface, the Earth globe, and little dots for every live stream that is going on right now. And if there are many going on in the same place, you know something is going on here. Then you can zoom in on that. And you can click on any of those. And if there are 1,000 streams going on around the square in some big city or whatever, or something that turned into a front line of a war, and you may have these 1,000 streams going on right now from that very spot. And then you could either choose the one you want to see from a list of thumbnails of those that you can browse through, or you can choose to have an auto AI whatever mix of it, just as if you're watching, when you're watching TV. And well, then if there are ways to take action for you, write somewhere, complain, call somebody, or just sign a petition or whatever, a protest, send to your government or to the government in question or whatever, or the police, then you can click on this and that and write this and that, and yep, you did your good, compassionate duty as a good, honorable, peace-loving citizen. Because that's what this is about. To show reality going on right now on this planet, not as filtered, directed, or ordered by someone, generally the one in charge, of course, but as it is for us ordinary people. I mean, I think such a service, it's not so difficult to make, such an app, and then just have one or several servers out there, completely independent, free, open source service. Anyone can put up a server and lend out some CPU and network resources to help sharing. You know, the way the internet is beautiful. If we just see a little bit beyond, behind the surface that some has created for us. Because such a stream can be streamed through peer-to-peer sharing. Look up BitTorrent and that technology. Where it will become non-local. It will be streamed from me to you and everyone else at the same time. Little bit packages flying around the internet and piecing together beautiful sound and vision on our screens. That you, who has the screen in your pocket, can take up, click on, and watch. And if you hear on social media something is going on there right now, you just take up that and go and look what's going on. I think that, you know, someone, whoever makes such an app and such a service, because it's really an app, you don't need some expensive super duper piles of server halls of computer equipment to do it. You don't even need a whole staff of super duper high level programmers. I mean, I could probably, I mean, I have a friend who could do it. And I even, together with my other TV friend, I made one version that was almost doing that, going that direction. So I know it's possible. So this is just a call to those out there who understand what I'm talking about. And they understand that, you know, what kind of technology, just basically software technology, that it would take to do this. You know, clean, straightforward, simple programming work to do. And, but, or maybe primary importance to the development and openness and freedom of this world. And we should wake up to that simple fact that the world in is what some say the entry stage of a third world war. That means, and this is just simple fact based on history, in such a situation, the governments, those in power up there, whether they now are national governments or multinational, whatever, will take control of media. Make you see that which you are supposed to see, the good picture that they make, the real and true and free, you know. So, yeah, maybe so. But the others are doing the same, which is also the good and the real and the free. That's just the way things work in the political, you know, power play scene up there. But here, where we ordinary citizens are, this is what we can do. This is the freedom we have. This is how we can work. And the, you know, I'm an old internet-er. Started using it in, I think it was 1987 or 8 or something, I first came in contact with the internet, which was university network then. And I worked for like 20 years professionally on the internet as a web developer, system administrator, network engineer, technician. So I dare to say I know what I'm talking about. And the thing and the beauty with the internet is, which I have stated here a couple of times before, is that it was made, you know, original made, and still is that way at the very bottom of it, as a technology, mainly a software technology, a very smart algorithm that someone came up with, that can send packages of information from one place to another, from one hub to another, so to speak, in this big network that it becomes, by whatever means available. If someone closes off that part of the network, then well, we find another way. If somebody cuts off all the fiber optics in the world, then we'll go through phones, through phone lines. As long as there's communication, one can send digital information, which we did. I was routinely doing again since back in the mid or late 80s, where personal computers came and modems came. So internet is simply one manifestation of, or one version of, that kind of digital network that we used to call BBSs back then, simply based on phones connecting to each other, modems connecting to each other. And then the internet, a much smarter way of that, which is from the bottom up designed to have a kind of military level of resilience, of resistance, that no one can take it down. Because, you know, radio communication, you can jam it, phone lines, you can cut them. But the internet is like an organism almost. It's going in so many different directions into such a complex network by now that it's almost impossible to cut it off. And also, if you cut it off today, then entire governments go down or are disconnected, and machines and airplanes and I don't know what. So it's there. And we can expect it to be still here one way or another. As long as there is digital communication available. And well, there are a lot of computers around. Hard to destroy all of them. So, I would say this app is one example of the nice things we can do, and which I practically, basically want to say, which we should do, which is our God-sent duty as responsible and caring citizens, meaning caring for all of us who live here on this planet, not just for ourselves, me, I me, mine. Of course, that's first of all who we need to care for. Otherwise, we might not be here to care anymore. But then, as we are okay in our family, our community, our town, our city, our country, then let's help the others to also become okay, happy, secure. And you can't do that. You don't do it by just going over and declaring war on another country that you don't like or think that they are doing the wrong thing. How would it be if we would act like that towards people around us? On town, I don't like that guy over there. I don't agree with him, he's evil. He's a Hitler, he's a this and that. So I'll kill him. And everyone will be happy now because the world is rid of evil. I think it was Nietzsche who said that something, I can find the quote. Be careful with fighting monsters because when doing so you become a monster yourself, or you know, you look into the abyss and the abyss looks into you, something like that. So war is not peace. You don't achieve peace by violence. This is 1984, 101. So yeah. And originally I thought I had this app idea, which we wanted to put on another good idea, namely a website called goodideas.whatever. Where people can post good ideas that they are not able to or willing to or whatever develop on their own, but maybe someone else can use it. Anyway, we were talking about such good ideas, and another one there was such an app, especially, we thought initially, for women who are out taking walks in the park or something, you know. Someone comes up there and threatens you. You just lift your phone, click on a button. A voice may say from the phone that you are being streamed live on this and that. website and even calling out to everyone who wants to look at what's going on right now on that website. That if, you know, something like that, and an alarm is now being sent to the police. And two subscribing members in the neighborhood. Meaning that if that lady is walking in the park and somebody comes up there behaving bad, and she turns on that phone, it continues streaming, whatever he does, trying to turn it off. And even if you... Well, so as long as the phone works. So, but then an alarm is being sent to some kind of guard police center or something, but also to people who are subscribing to this kind of some service here on this app, who happen to live in the neighborhood, and then they get a special light and tone message there. Hey, call the police, it's happening there, you know, GPS spot there. And those who are courageous, they grab their sticks and whatever, and they walk down there, or run down there, shouting at that guy to get lost. You know, the civil courage, as we call it in Sweden. I really think that such an app, and there's something like that, but I don't think it's so developed. And it could be combined with and would be the same app that we're talking about here, because it could be used for private protection, security, but also for these kind of, to develop this kind of transparency in our societies where we, citizens, can see what is going on. And I'm saying this because this is very real now. If you follow a little bit more closely what is going on, now I'm saying this mid-March 2026, it is just evident that governments, especially on the Western side, I dare saying, they lie left and right, and with no shame. So we should just tell them, shame on you, you shouldn't lie to us. You're our democratically elected representatives. Not our elected fascist leaders, dictators, who then even know how to become elected by us, quote unquote. So, you know, awareness, waking up. And I guess this is also what this not underground but overground anonymous movement called the Awares is about, that we hear about in some story, whether it's up to us to see what's real and not, and make that real which we think should be real, rather than not.